having a routine, having like, you know, a commitment to yourself to do the things is fabulous. It's so, so, so wonderful. And typically that's not actually the thing that helps consistency become easy. The mindset shift that often, and like the mindset game that often helps consistency become easy is when you just stop guilting yourself for all the times when you don't want to be consistent. Welcome.
Hello and welcome to Empowered Expression.
I'm so glad that you're here. And welcome to day one of your mindset mini series. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. It's going to be a good week. I am your host, Dr. Caroline Addington. I used to be a scientist. I used to be a neuroscientist and an engineer, and I'm not anymore. I'm an Instagram marketing maven, organic marketing maven. Still a scientist at heart, though. Definitely still like approach everything like one giant experiment. So anyway, if you're a heart-centered coach and you want to be able to call all the clients to the yard using Instagram and the social medias without being a weirdo creep on the internet or like sleazy or like all the things, hey, you're in the right place. Welcome. That's what we talk about here. Hey, hey, hey. And you're especially in the right place for this fucking week because We are going deep into all kinds of good, juicy stuff. So today we're talking about consistency, but it's like not what you think, which is kind of like, that's probably like the tagline for this week. It's like, we're talking about all these different themes and it's not what you think, right? It's the mindset series. We're going deeper. We're talking about the mindset that helps you unlock consistency as something that's like easy and natural and effortless for you. You're going to have to stay tuned to hear about what it is. Hint, hint, it's releasing shame and guilt around certain things. So get ready. It's a juicy one. It's going to be a really good one. And I talk about this like as we get further into the episode, but this is a really cool mini series. It's different than all the ones that I've done in the past. In the past, I've been like, all right, let's talk about like, you know, the major milestones in terms of like strategy or things that you need to be able to get unlocked in order to go from crickets on Instagram to clients on Instagram. And this time I was like, no, we're going to talk about the big identity shifts and we're going to talk about the big mindset shifts that happen on the journey from crickets to clients. So I'm really excited for you guys to get to hear everything. Because it's a fucking juicy mini series. I've already recorded the whole thing and I'm coming back through to record the introduction. So I can say that it's really fucking good and you're going to want to tune into every single one of them. All right. So before we hop into the meat and potatoes, oh my God, this is the last week that you can join Bigger Than a Brand. Oh my goodness. You don't want to miss out. Like, just trust me, you don't want to miss out. If you heard last week's episode, then you got to hear about the experience of Bigger Than a Brand from the mouths of literal babes. They are literal boss babes. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. You know the expression from the mouths of babes? Yeah. Get it? Okay. Yeah, you get it. All right. Now I'm just like killing it. Okay. So, excuse me. If you didn't hear that episode, definitely go give it a listen. It's super, I think it just does a great job like pulling back the curtain and showing you what the experience is like firsthand, which is really, really beautiful. And if you want to be a part of that, this is the last week to enroll. So you can click the link in the show notes. You can submit your application. First of all, you can like learn all about Bigger Than a Brand. You can binge all the details at that page. And then you can submit your application. You and I will hop on a Zoom call for 45 minutes to figure out whether or not it's a good fit for you. And I'm really a stickler about that. I only take people into Bigger Than a Brand who I know are like primed and ready to experience massive transformation and get epic results, right? So if that is you, then we'll start the party, get on with change in your life. If that's not, then I'll point you towards some resources and help you out and hook you up with some homies who do amazing work in other, you know, areas of the coaching world and of life. So without further ado, wait a second. Did I even tell you what Bigger Than a Brand was? I just like hopped on as if you knew. In case you're listening for the first time ever, I'll give you a little quickie. Bigger Than a Brand is the 12-week group program that I run 3 times a year that guides heart-centered coaches through everything that they need in terms of mindset, identity, soul work, and of course, strategy. You learn the time-tested principles of marketing. You learn how to sell on Instagram effectively without being a weirdo. You learn how, like, your big picture content strategy. You learn how to make your corner of the internet magnetic to your ideal clients. You literally get everything that you need to go from crickets to clients on Instagram. It is, Hold on. It's a 14-week group program. I'm so used to saying 12-week, but I updated this puppy to be a 14-week program this time. And I keep forgetting to say that in my little promos. 14-week group program. So if you know that you want that in your life, if you know that you're ready to be the client magnet that you are inside, if you're ready for that to be a reality, you can click the link in the show notes. You can learn all about it. We can hop on a call and we can make it happen. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get on in to the guts of this episode and jam out on the mindset shift and the identity shift that will help make consistency easy for you. Okay, day one of the miniseries. Okay, so first, before you dive in, I have to give you a little bit of backstory because this is like, pretty interesting, I think, at least. Hopefully you think so too. So normally during a Bigger Than a Brand launch, I like doing a podcast mini series, either leading up to it or during it, just because it gets me hyped and it's fun. And like, yeah, that's the main reason, is because it's fun. That's like the main reason that I do all the things, is because they're fun and they make me happy. So that's why I do most of the things, to be honest. But this time, so in the past, whenever I did it, I would just do, like, I would cover the major strategic milestones that help you get from crickets to clients on Instagram, and would be the major strategy things that we would cover inside of Bigger Than a Brand. But this time I was like, we're going whole hog on the mindset, because that's like the main block for most people. And that's what I know that like a lot of you guys struggle with and request support around, is like the mindset, right? Like, help me get out of my own way. And I knew that we were going to talk about mindset, but I hadn't really like outlined, you know, like what we were going to talk about on each day. And so I'm kind of like, it's so interesting. I'm living them for you, reliving them again and getting reminded of them. And then that's how I know when it's time to record an episode. So this is like it's a very living and breathing experience. I'm pretty hyped on it. I think it's really cool. Hopefully you guys love it too. So today, what we're talking about is giving yourself I'm trying to say 5 things at once. We're pretty much going to talk about consistency, but what we're really going to talk about is giving yourself full-fledged permission to actually take a motherfucking break. And that, my friends, is like, ironically, the key to consistency. For the longest time, I used to think that the key to consistency was like greater discipline or a better routine or and like all this stuff. And while having all of that is great and helpful, like, don't get me wrong, I said that in a voice, like, it's not great. It is great. Don't get me wrong. Having a routine, having like you know, a commitment to yourself to do the things is fabulous. It's so, so, so wonderful. And typically that's not actually the thing that helps consistency become easy. The mindset shift that often, and like the mindset game that often helps consistency become easy is when you just stop guilting yourself for all the times when you don't want to be consistent. I know, seems a little counterintuitive, but trust me, trust me. The reason that I say that I'm like living through the reminders of these mindsets, and then like that's how I know when it's time to record an episode. Well, the reason I say it is because that's what's happening. But for this one, what happened was that I knew that it was on my schedule today to record this episode. And I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about. I was kind of feeling tired. I didn't really want to do it for a hot second, to be honest. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I made it okay. Right. And I was like, you know, Caroline, like if your body is really needing rest, go lay on the couch. I'm recording this from my couch, by the way, instead of my regular desk. Just go lay on the couch and chill. And that's fine. Like, give yourself that gift. If you like want to watch a little Netflix, watch a little Netflix, like whatever. And like, let it be okay. And I let go of the guilt that I didn't want to do the thing. And 99% of the time, what happens is then I'm like, oh, and now I want to do the thing. And this happens like not just with me, but with like all of us pretty much, right? It's like once we just take away the guilt and the shame and all of that like weird, sticky cultural conditioning around like what it means if we aren't a perfect human. What it means if we don't always feel 100% up to doing the things. What it means about us and our ability to actually make stuff happen and like build cool things in the world and be a contributing, impactful member of society and like build the business we want to build, right? We make it mean all of these things about us because why? I mean, you know why. Cultural conditioning, social conditioning from the dawn of, you know, the day that we came into this earth that, you know, going back to like school, right? I'm like thinking of like elementary school where it's like you get taught from the jump. Kindergarten, right? Just do the things. And that if you don't do the things and if you don't do them right and if you don't do them well, you're bad or whatever, right? So that's probably floating around in the brain somewhere. And it's clearly not true. So clearly not true, right? Whether or not you show up on your stories, whether or not you show up in your posts, whether or not you show up, period, in any arena of life, doesn't change the fact that you are a worthy as fuck human being. Like, let's just put it all into perspective for a hot second and like give a voice to this like crazy story that's going on in the brain a lot of the time, right? The crazy story that's going on in the brain a lot of the time sounds like this. If I don't show up and show my face and share a tidbit of my day on this social media app, I am unworthy as a human being. How ridiculous is that, right? Right? It's like so, like, no, so not true, right? But that's like, you know, the narrative that's happening in our heads a lot of the time. And so the first step to consistency often is just like letting that go and just being like, wait a second, no, that's not true. And if I really don't want to do it, if my body doesn't want to do it, then I'm gonna listen to my body and that is okay. And letting that be okay, making it a-okay, making it a-okay, like genuine, from a place of genuine self-love. I love myself. And so if my body doesn't want to do this, I'm not gonna make it do it, right? When you give yourself that gift, it takes the pressure off. It takes the foot off of the gas. And you're able to actually have some space and then decide whether or not you actually want to do it from a heart place and from a grounded place and a centered place. And you're not showing up to it out of obligation, which like nobody wants that anyway. You know, I mean, like
sure, you could show up out of obligation and reach your goals and do the things. I used to think for a long time that if I showed up in obligation, then somehow like that energy would like scare away all the clients that I had to have this like magical energy that like would make all the things magically happen. And that's not, I mean, that's not true either. The thing that brings the clients is just showing up and sharing that you have cool stuff in a way where people can see it and relate to it and know that it helps them solve a problem. You know what I mean? Like on paper, that's the thing. And you can do that thing in any energy, right? You can do that thing in any energy. But the point of showing up without obligation is because it feels better for you. You know what I mean? It feels more alive and aligned just for a life without obligation. Like, that's what it really is, right? Because, like, how do you build a life without obligation? Well, you stop doing stuff out of obligation. You know what I mean? Oh, I just spit everywhere. Oh my goodness. Sorry, computer. Sorry, Mike. Sorry, you guys. But that's how you build a life where you're not doing things because you have to, and instead you're doing things because you get to, is you decide to stop doing things that you feel like you have to do. And I know as I'm saying this, like on the one hand, it sounds so simple. And on the other hand, of course, we're working against like these tidal waves of bullshit stories and like all kinds of things that are in our brains. Like for sure. Yes. I'm not negating that. And if consistency feels like something you have to do, right? If like showing up on social media feels like something you have to do and you want to live, and this is like the irony of the whole thing, and you're doing it so that you can build a business so that you don't have to do the things you don't want to do, right? Like, why are you building your business? I'm going to guess for personal freedom. So go ahead and just give yourself that freedom when it comes to consistency and shift into a mindset of, I don't actually have to do this. You don't actually have to do anything that you don't want to do. Except die. And eventually pay your taxes. Probably. Although, I know someone whose dad didn't pay taxes for 10 years or something like that. And then passed away. And then it was like, they found out that he hadn't paid taxes for 10 years. So, I mean, even that's like up for debate. But that, you know, I'm not going to advise that one. But the only thing we have to do is die, right? So like giving yourself the power of choice and loving yourself and letting it be okay when you don't feel like doing a thing and being like, I don't have to do this. You don't have to do it. Like honestly get to that place. Honestly get to that place. Don't just like be up in your head in that place, right? Like, oh yeah, I mean, sure, I don't have to, but like I kind of have to. I hear that one a lot, right? Where it's like, well, sure, I don't have to, but like I kind of have to because fuck this 9-to-5. I can't stay here. Oh my God, I'm dying inside. Like I have to make this work. Did I just call out a little bit? You're like, oh my God, that's what I was saying in my head right now. maybe not, but maybe. Beautiful, beautiful. That's a choice too. Here's the real. Whenever you're framing something as like, yeah, but I have to, you're robbing yourself of the choice. And the action that you're going to take and the momentum that you're going to build and the energy that you're going to have in your business is going to be so much more robust when it's chosen, when it's coming from choice. You feel me? When you're like, no, I don't have to do this. I want to do this. I genuinely in my heart choose to do this. Think about it. If I showed up to record this podcast If I'd been like, oh, I'm kind of tired. I don't really want to do this, but I have to. And then I like showed up to record it. The whole thing would be so flat. You know, I'd be like, okay, guy. Okay, class. Today we're going to talk about mindset. And it would be stale. It wouldn't have life in it. I wouldn't be talking about something that's alive. I would be talking about like something that felt like I had, it was coming from obligation, that I felt like I had to. You know, like, would it still, and going back, could you still show up in that energy and talk about an offer and pitch a thing and position it as a solution and welcome clients? Yeah, sure. Because marketing is like marketing. When the message lands, the message lands. Sure. And it would just be way less fun. And it wouldn't connect in the same way. And like, building the business wouldn't be as much fun for me or for you or for anybody. So that's the first mindset piece, is all around it. You know, it is around consistency, but like a much deeper conversation is really letting go of the guilt and the shame that has been programmed into us around not doing enough, not bad enough, like, you know what I mean? And needing to do it right and needing to like do the things, and even all the guilt and shame around needing to have discipline and like, you know, to speak into the fact that we like live in a patriarchy, right? And more masculine energetic, like masculine energy and masculine values that are more aligned with like the masculine energy across the board in our society are put on a pedestal compared to more feminine energies and values that are aligned with that feminine energy, right? And this like discipline, drive, action, go, do, rah, rah, rah. Like that's been programmed into all of us to be the better way to do the things because we live in a patriarchy, right? We're like swimming in it. And like, it is what it is. And we're all doing our magical juju healing work to like dismantle it from the inside out. And that's fantastic. And it starts within, right? So when you hear yourself, you know, when you hear the patriarchy being alive and well within you, that like you're not enough because you're, or you're not disciplined enough, or you're not focused enough, or, you know, you're not doing the morning routine right, or you're not like doing any kind of routine or structure or discipline the right way. Just have some love, have a big old helping of love and grace, and be like, oh my goodness, BB, it's okay. Like you are enough. You don't have to do and achieve and strive and da 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 da. In order to be inherently worthy, you just are, period. You just are, period. And then when you decide to re-engage with whatever it is that you were going to do that day, from that place, if you decide to re-engage with it, right? So much juicier. And oh my goodness, you guys, like, I wish that I could, oh man. I wish that I could, like, capture a day in the life of Caroline circa like 2016, 2017. If she had heard me say these words, she would be like, you're lazy. Seriously, I know, right? Like so far, such a different human. She would have been like, that's just lazy. You are just not focused enough. You just don't like, you know, you're just whatever. You're not cut out for it. Da 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 da. Like all this really, really toxic. You know, I was swimming in some patriarchal bullshit and didn't even know it, okay? So I totally understand. Like, if you heard me say those words when you decide to re-engage, if you decide to re-engage with what you had to do that day, which is totally fine if you decide not to. If you heard me say that and you were like, something inside you was like, ugh. That doesn't feel safe. That doesn't feel okay. Like, I got to get the shit done. You don't understand. No, 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 no. I've been there. I get it. I do understand. I really understand. I may not understand your specific circumstances and your specific life experience, but I definitely fucking understand being in a mindset and in a belief system and a belief structure where resting and not checking everything off the to-do list felt lazy and sacrilegious and unproductive. I definitely understand that. And unraveling that shit is hard and so worth it, because what's waiting for you on the other side of this is not just consistency, but deep, 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 deep self-love and acceptance. Imagine being at full-fledged peace, being at peace when you have like a day that you had all kinds of stuff on the list that you were going to do that day, and you got like half of it done. You worked maybe 2 hours, 3 hours, and then you were like, you know, my body is just really tired and I'm going to go rest. I'm going to go sit in the sun. I'm going to go take a nap. I'm going to go watch some Netflix. I'm going to go chill. And you feel good about it. You're at peace with it. You're in harmony with it. You're like, yes, this is the right decision, because when I do these things tomorrow, I will have all the energy in the world to climb Mount Everest and tackle all the things. Imagine. Can you imagine it? Are you feeling it? That's what we're really talking about here. That's what we're really talking about here. Because when you let go of the same shame and guilt that creates that like weird obligation juju when around like the conversation of consistency, when you let go of that shame and guilt, you get to embrace this whole different way of operating that's rooted in acceptance. Acceptance and self-love. Acceptance of your human ass self. And the fact that, especially as a woman, you're a cyclical creature. Some days you're going to be fire. Some days you're going to be tired. Oh, that rhymed. Bitch, I didn't even mean to make that rhyme. It just happened. Some days you're going to be super social. Some days you're going to want to, you know, curl up into a fuzzy burrito. All of it is perfect. And when you listen, I know. I used to struggle to trust this too. When you listen to what your body wants, good shit happens. It's easier to stay consistent because you're not forcing yourself. It's kind of like if you were trying to run a marathon and you're training for this marathon and you had a day scheduled where you were supposed to run 10 miles the day before, or maybe you woke up that morning and you had tweaked your knee in your sleep and you had like really weird knee pain, right? But instead of actually stopping and doing some physical therapy exercises and like stretching your knee situation and like getting on a lacrosse ball, getting on a foam roller, doing whatever you got to do to take care of your body so that you could then go and do the 10 miles tomorrow or even later that day, you wake up and you're like, oh, my knee really hurts. But you know what? I had this 10 mile run scheduled at 7 a.m. So I'm just going to go do it. What happens? You fuck your knee up. You fuck that knee up. That knee needed love. It needed rest. It needed a foam roller. It needed some Tiger Balm or something, right? The same is true with you and your energy. You as a whole system, not just a knee, but your whole system, right? And if you're tired on a day, then give yourself rest. That's perfect. That's beautiful. Trust that you're recharging for something even better. If you're not feeling like showing up, give yourself permission to not show up in that red hot minute. You know, I'm thinking of like, even if you're like a super busy mom and you have like the 9 to 5 going, you have like the toddler at home going, you have like the husband who works all day every day going, right? And you're like, no, bitch, you don't understand. I have 5 minutes in the middle of the day to do my stories, and either I do them or I don't, and like that's it. And then you come to those 5 minutes one day and you're like, I just want a fucking nap. I just really need to close my eyes and rest. But I gotta do these stories. Give yourself permission. You might be like, bitch, that's every day. If I didn't do it then, I wouldn't do it at all because that's every day. And that's fine and that's perfect. But here's the trick. You got to give yourself permission to take the rest first. You got to let it be okay. You got to let go of that obligation mindset and let it be okay. And like I said at the very beginning, 99% of the time when you do that, then all of a sudden you're like, you're able to recommit to it from choice. And you're all of a sudden you're like, yeah, but I want to do this because I really want this business and it's worth it. That's the vibe. That's the key. It's worth it, right? It's worth it. It was worth it for me to record this podcast. Am I still kind of tired? Yeah, I'm still kind of tired. Am I going to take a nap after this? Yeah, probably. Right? And it's worth it. But you can't get to that place if you don't let go of the guilt and the shame first and let it be genuinely okay if you don't do the thing. And once you hit that place, then 9 times out of 10, it's like, yeah, and I want to do the thing. So I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it tired, and that's okay, but I'm going to do it by choice. And I'm going to take care of myself along the way. You know, like with the knee analogy, it'd be like, yeah, and I want to go on this run. So I'm going to hop on the foam roller first. You know what I mean? I'm going to hop on the foam roller first. I'm going to hop on the lacrosse ball. I'm going to do the things so that I can go and do it. All right. Nice. Happy day one. I hope that that was helpful for you guys. I love you so, 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 so much. If this turned on some light bulbs for you, BB, you can do many things. There are many options. The main option that I'm going to say right now is go ahead and hop that beautiful, bodacious booty of yours into Bigger Than a Brand, baby girl, because we are in the last week of launch. So as of recording this, I don't know how many seats are going to be full. So I can't tell you, like, we're already 60% full, but usually that's the case after the first week of launch. So if you've been picking up what I've been laying down and you want to live through this shift, not just hear about it and intellectualize on it, but you actually want to know the truth of it in your bones and your body, right? Like this whole week, all the mindset shifts I'm talking about, as you're listening to them, if you really want to experience this shift yourself in your own life, that is a deeper body of work. Come join us in Bigger Than a Brand. This is what we do. Yes, I teach you strategy. Of course, I teach you like bomb-ass strategy. Don't get me wrong. You have all the strategy. But this is really the core of it. The mindset is really the core of it because this is what allows you to actually embody the identity of someone who does the strategies from heart. You feel me? It's one thing to just go through the motions, but like doubt yourself the whole time. If you doubt yourself the whole time, then it's not going to work. Because you're holding a belief that it's like not going to work, right? So the doing the belief work and the identity work and the mindset work, that's the real. That's the real meat and potatoes. And that's what actually helps you get the results, helps you fill your program, helps make the strategies effective. So if you know that you want this identity shift, if you know that the crickets to clients is like, yes, strategy, and like majorly the identity shift. Like that's an identity shift, is going from someone who identifies with getting crickets on Instagram to someone who identifies with getting clients on Instagram. So if you would like to identify as someone who gets clients on Instagram instead of crickets, then click the link in the show notes. You can book a 45-minute call with yours truly, and we'll connect and make sure it's a good fit for you. This is something that I take super seriously. I've been in programs where it wasn't a good fit for me and it didn't jive. I wasn't able to experience the shifts and the transformation. And I'm not going to pass that forward. So that's the main intention of the call, is to make sure that it's genuinely actually going to be able to help you get where you are trying to go. If it is, dope. We can get started. We can figure out how to help it work for you, how to help you like figure out the payment situation. I have options for that. Don't worry. Don't let that be a blocker, because there's so many different ways that we can make that work. If it's not a good fit, I have many, many coaching friends who are amazing, amazing humans who I highly, highly recommend their work. So I can always connect you with someone who would be a good fit for what you're moving through and what you're trying to accomplish. So regardless, it's a win-win because you get so much fucking support just on the call. It's kind of crazy. So if that is something that you know that you want to explore, if you're ready for these shifts, if you're ready to be the clients on Instagram human instead of the crickets on Instagram human, then click the link in the show notes and I will see you there. And I love you so, so, so much. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for day motherfucking two. Woo-hoo!